This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. The Union for U.S. Airways Pilots says the airline is skimping on fuel to save money. It accuses them of pressuring pilots to carry less extra fuel. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has more.
A union spokesman says eight senior pilots and the union have filed complaints with the Federal Aviation Administration. The union also paid for a full-page ad in Wednesday's USA Today, accusing the airline of, quote, a program of intimidation to pressure your captain to reduce fuel loads. The cost of jet fuel has doubled in just the past year, so airlines are scrambling to save fuel by making planes lighter. U.S. Airways has recently removed movie players, redesigned its meal carts, and replaced glassware with plastic to cut weight. But the union says the company crossed the line by second-guessing pilots about how much fuel they need and ordering extra training sessions for pilots who requested more. U.S. Airways says its pilots are supposed to carry at least 60 minutes of extra fuel, more than the 45 minutes the FAA requires.
NPR's Kathleen Schalk reporting. The president sees the inferno firsthand today. He'll survey Northern California wildfires by air. Firefighters are battling dozens of fires around California. The acreage burned is a state record. Despite the size, there have been relatively few deaths or injuries. California voters will have their say on gay marriage there. Gay groups sued to keep an initiative off the November ballot, but the California Supreme Court will not take the case. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has the story.
When California's Supreme Court ruled that marriage between same-sex couples would be considered valid and legal beginning in mid-June, conservatives nationwide rallied to gather enough signatures for a new initiative that would effectively overturn the court's decision. Proposition 8 seeks to invalidate the court's ruling by declaring heterosexual marriage the only legal union in the state. In response, Equality California petitioned the court to consider barring Proposition 8. The organization claimed explanations of Prop 8 on petition signature sheets were unclear. The court declined. That decision means Prop 8 will remain on the ballot and the state will publish voter information explaining the initiative.
NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reporting, and that is your news for now. More online at npr.org.
This is NPR.